Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and this morning's conversation with Steve Perry, Administrator of the General Services Administration. And joining us in our conversation is another PwC partner, Steve Watson. Well, Steve, you were appointed to this position about a year ago. Can you tell us a little bit about your career prior to joining GSA?
Sure. I'm from Canton, Ohio, a wonderful little town in the middle of the state of Ohio. I was born and raised in Canton. My parents had moved there, and they had 12 children. I lived there. And I had worked for what was one of the larger employers in Canton called the Timken Company. Timken is a worldwide organization which, with headquarters in Canton, manufactures tapered roller bearings and specialty alloy steel. And I had worked at Timken for 37 years in a variety of positions. The other thing that Canton is well known for, I'll mention, is as being the home of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And I also had some the privilege of being involved with that organization as well. My career at Timken started in 1964 and ended in 2001 after 37 years when I joined the Bush administration in this present position. However, there was a period of 2 years, 91 and 92, when I was asked by then Governor George Voinovich of the state of Ohio to get involved in his administration running a GSA-type organization, actually, at the state level, which was called the Department of Administrative Services for the state of Ohio, and I did that during 91 and 92. And then I went back to Timken at that point, taking the position of Senior Vice President for Human Resources, Purchasing, and Corporate Communications. And as I say, I remained there until 2001.
Steve, GSA oversees the FirstGov website, which is a one-stop internet portal for the government. The site's received praise, a number of awards, and I understand it's been recently updated. Can you tell us a little bit about FirstGov and the recent updates?
Yes. FirstGov is a use of internet technology that was sort of the government's first big step, I think, into expanding to what ultimately will become a ubiquitous use of internet technology for government operations. But it is a portal into the government. When it was established, it was put in place as a search engine that enabled people to get information about government activities or government agencies in a very, very rapid pace. There were some 50 million pages of web pages from various government agencies, and then it was additional state and state pages were added subsequent to that. But despite the large volume of data that's in this file, the search engine technology that's used would enable you to make an inquiry and get a very, very split-second rapid response so that you could find out information about government activities and government government agencies. What we want to do now, in keeping with President Bush's one of his management agenda items, is to expand the use of electronic government, and this is one part of that. What we want to do is enable people in the private sector, either individuals or businesses, not only to be able to obtain information, but to be able actually to complete transactions with the government, with government agencies. So the firstgov.gov website will be the portal through which people will come, and then that will link to other agency database files or web files so that information could be pulled through that portal or transactions could be completed through that portal. We're in the process of putting that in place as we speak.
As you mentioned, e-government is one of the president's key management agenda items. What role is GSA serving in helping to roll that agenda item out across government?
Well, actually, we have a pretty substantial role. We're working very closely with the Office of Management and Budget, who has a leadership role with respect to e-government throughout the government and impacting all agencies. We, in working with OMB, have been asked to be the lead agency on 5 of the 24 initial initiatives, e-government or firstgov.gov being one of the 5. But the others that we have been asked to take a leadership role on, one is called e-authentication. And what that means is that it's the development of the process by which individuals or businesses who interact with the government over the web will be able to have a confidential interaction to protect privacy and confidentiality on both sides of that transaction. And this e-authentication is an electronic signature technology that will enable that confidentiality and privacy to be properly protected. So we're working with that one. A second one that we are involved in is called integrated acquisitions. As we are a procurement organization, it makes good sense that we would have a major responsibility there. There are other agencies of the government that also are involved in procurement. And this is going to be a process to integrate together all of the acquisition or procurement processes that are used by various federal agencies into one system, as opposed to having multiple systems. That will be beneficial in terms of efficiency from the government side. It'll also be beneficial from the private sector side in that vendors who want to do business with the government will have one basic approach to use in getting that interaction or that transaction or business opportunity completed. A third e-government initiative that we've been asked to serve as a lead agency on is called e-travel. As you know, government officials do a fair amount of traveling on government business, and this will be a process of taking that travel as it relates to all agencies and, again, coming up with a consistent and uniform approach for authorizing travel, for handling travel reimbursements, and all the record keeping that's associated with travel.
But let me ask you a question, though. You said something interesting about taking the lead on an initiative. What does that mean?
Well, in each of these cases, it will be necessary for a number of agencies, and indeed in some cases all of the agencies, to participate. That is, e-travel is a good example. Every agency will be impacted by that. Now, the way that we're structuring this is you have one agency that is designated to be the project manager or the managing partner for that initiative. And then you'll have several other agencies that form the core team for development and implementation. Now, not every agency that's impacted will actually be a part of that team, but many agencies would be a part of that team. Teams are typically made up of 6 to 10 agencies. And the lead partner is responsible for convening the meetings and developing the work plans and keeping the project on schedule, serving in effect as the project manager for that project. So it's a very collaborative effort. And in fact, it in some ways is a new experience for many agencies to work collaboratively on projects, because historically many of the agencies have, you know, sort of worked independently. But the web technology and the use of internet really affords us the opportunity to have much, much greater intra-agency or inter-agency collaboration, so that we don't have multiple processes and multiple systems duplicated at every agency. 10 years ago, the technology would have been such that we might not have been able to exploit the synergies that exist among agencies. But today, we clearly have that technology, and this use of web technology or e-government as a way to exploit that synergy and efficiency is something that whose time has come.
What benefits will the citizens see from e-government?
Well, one of the benefits will be that they will have an easier and more efficient means of interacting with their government, either, as I mentioned, for purposes of obtaining information or ultimately for purposes of completing transactions with the government. All of us have probably had the experience at one time or another of unanswered phone calls or mail that took a long time to be returned, or waiting in a line for government information or government transaction completion. And I think a benefit that will derive here is that that will become easier and more efficient. And then, of course, another indirect benefit that taxpayers will receive is a less costly way for the government to operate.
GSA has expressed a commitment to becoming more citizen-centric and customer-centric. I guess I'm curious, who are your customers?
Well, our most direct customer are the other federal agencies. That's who we work with directly to provide space and technology solutions and supplies and vehicles and furniture and things of that nature. In a sense, our indirect customer is the American taxpayer, because, again, two things happen. One, as we deliver those goods and services to other federal agencies in an efficient and effective way, we help them to improve the quality of their programs and their ability to meet the needs of the American people. So that's one benefit. The second benefit is that as we do those things well, we reduce the cost of doing it. And so another benefit is the lower cost of government.
And how will you become more customer-centric? They want so many people to serve.
Well, one customer at a time, I suppose, is part of the answer, and we're literally working on that, in that approach. We have a strong commitment to customer service, and in order to really be good at customer service, it has to begin with understanding what the customer's needs are. And so we've been working agency by agency to interact with them at their senior management level, at their mid-management level, at their regional level, and at the data collection level, if you will, to understand what customer needs are. Where are they moving programmatically? How can we support that move? What could we do in terms of providing facilities and or supplies and so forth to support their missions? And so we are doing that, as I say, one customer at a time.
Stick with us through the break as we continue our conversation with Steve Perry of GSA. Managing one organization is often challenging, but managing across multiple organizations surely increases those challenges. In the next segment, we'll ask Steve how GSA works across multiple government agencies and deals with these challenges.